around the world on the web at Hewlett.org.
Reporter and columnist Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us now for his Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. Hello, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Northrop Grumman, the computer giant, which has a multi-billion-dollar contract with the state of Virginia to manage its computer programs, is going to pay a little bit of a penalty in the millions, but a mere pittance compared to its multi-year contract, for that big meltdown of the computer system last year.
Affirmative to that. And the company is going to shell out in credits and improvements about $5 million. This represents roughly a third of what the company is paid every month by the state. Now, the implications of all this for the future are somewhat uncertain. Northrop Grumman indicates that it wants to work with the state. It wants to be able to provide reliable, effective services. But Northrop Grumman has also said that this line of business isn't very profitable. In fact, it isn't profitable at all, and that it's not looking to expand into other areas of the country. So what does that mean? Would Northrop Grumman eventually want to sell this off? Would Virginia end up with another private computer contractor? All this is going on, all this speculation, all these rumblings, as the state throws even more money at Northrop Grumman. Remember, the contract was extended another 3 years to 13 years. The company is guaranteed at least another $236 million. And this is a company, as well, that has a good deal of political clout. It's pumped a lot of money into political campaigns. Bob McDonnell knows that. He's collected over $75,000 in contributions from Northrop Grumman. And the governor, of course, also threw a lot of money at Northrop Grumman in inducements, trying to lure, and he did successfully lure, Northrop Grumman's corporate headquarters from California to Northern Virginia. And at the same time all this is going on, the company is shedding workers at its various facilities around the country and the state, most recently a few up in Charlottesville earlier this week.
More retirements from General Assembly members are being made known. Watkins Abbott, a delegate from Southside, Virginia, son of a former congressman, by the way, announced he will not be seeking re-election. Is this in part due to the redistricting plans that are pending final approval, which continues that decades-long trend of shifting political power from the rural areas of southern Virginia to the populous northern Virginia?
Suburban growth is clearly eroding the once in seemingly indomitable power of rural legislators in Richmond, but so too did the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act imposed on the state by the federal government. But these latest retirements, there are now eight in the House, seven of these departures are rural legislators, and clearly a sign of the fading influence of the countryside. Now, Juan Abbott came in as a Democrat, then became an independent, now votes with the Republicans, though he's still an independent, was on the Appropriations Committee, so he could spend your money and mine, a big voice for gun rights, conservation, and sportsmen, and a major obstacle to lifting that ban on uranium mining in Southside. And so this departure is potentially a big and favorable development for the pro-uranium forces. We'll see.
Tell us about some of the other shifts that apparently are due to the redistricting process.
Well, you know, the Senate Democrats, they're the majority party on the other side of the Capitol, the House of Lords, have, you know, moved the lines around somewhat creatively. And this has forced a couple of Republican incumbents in Western Virginia to move. One of them, Bill Stanley, just elected to an open seat in the Southside area, is going to move into a district that is now represented by Roscoe Reynolds, one of the few rural Democrats left in the state. And Roscoe Reynolds is pretty popular among Democrats and Republicans. I guess he's more of a brand than a party person. I guess the people who support him would be called Roscoe-crats. Another name that's popped up, Claudia Duff Tucker, who was the chief of staff to the first Republican Speaker, Vance Wilkins. She's running in a district that extends from Goochland out to Lynchburg. Of course, Wilkins was forced to quit as Speaker in this sexual harassment scandal, and Mrs. Tucker was caught up in that eavesdropping scandal that brought down several GOP notables. She's now a pharmaceutical lobbyist, and she's the chair of the Amherst County Board of Supervisors.
Jeff, we have just about 30 seconds to take note of the fact that the Gang of Six, which includes Virginia's Democratic Senator Mark Warner, is now the Gang of Five.
Yes, Tom Coburn of Oklahoma is withdrawing. Warner insists that the rest are still at it, working on a debt reduction plan, and he's drawing comparisons to that big struggle in Richmond for higher taxes in 2004. Everyone said he'd lose that. The stakes were high then. He insists they're higher now.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Jeff joins us each Friday morning at this time to analyze the Virginia political news. Portions of today's programming are made possible in loving memory of Rosemary Holden Kelso on this, what should have been, her 16th wedding anniversary by her friends and family. Time now is 8:40.